Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
Welcome to Sound Bhakti Pulse. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, 12th Verse, it is said, "The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti." This is such a profound statement because the human body is designed specifically for hearing the Vedic sounds. It can also be misused for hearing material sounds in order for one to gain knowledge to enjoy the material world. But it is especially meant, Atato Brahma Jignasa, says the Vedanta Sutra, for inquiring about the Supreme and listening to the answer given by the authorized scripture and the bona fide spiritual master who speaks on behalf of the scripture. The most amazing thing is that humans can learn anything by hearing. If you ever observe your ears, you'll notice that they're a perfectly designed instrument to catch various sounds in the environment. If you ever cover the top of your ears with a cap, you'll notice that your hearing is slightly impaired. It's hard to hear all the various vibrations that are coming through the air. In and of themselves, they're a highly technologically advanced instrument. What to speak of the inner ear that has tiny little fibers that act as vibrating cords that send impulses to the brain so that one can pick up subtleties of sound. And within the sound of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the presence of the Supreme Personality of God in Himself. As stated in the Bhagavatam, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishaya Shaya Lokasya Dhamdam Swasnayanam Mahat. It's the perfect vibration because it is the Supreme Personality of God in Himself. So if one dedicates a little time every day to hearing the vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, one will notice for oneself that one gets knowledge and detachment. You can't get this anywhere else. You can't buy it. You can't imitate it in others for very long. And you also can't get it simply by performing severe austerities or any other kind of yogic practice. It'll be short-lived. But through bhakti, through hearing about Krishna, his instructions, the instructions given by his pure devotees, and his lila or his pastimes, by hearing these vibrations, one naturally develops knowledge and detachment. Knowledge means that I understand the difference between my body and myself. This no one knows. In the material world, everyone's running around as if very elevated. In every kind of science, whatever they do, they consider themselves to be highly qualified. But in the Gita, Krishna says, this is not knowledge. This is not advancement. He says, Kshetrajnam chapi mam vidhi sarva kshetreshu bharata kshetra kshetrajnayo jnanam yatach jnanam atam mama. What is knowledge, Krishna says? To know the difference between your body and yourself. And anyone who knows this, Krishna says, is wise. This person has knowledge. And how do you get that understanding? By hearing. You have to hear transcendental vibration. And vairagya, this is a rare commodity, detachment. Because of the nature of this world, the soul who's tiny becomes overwhelmed by the inexorable forces of the three modes of material nature and is overcome by the law of karma and is forced life after life to be a servant of his or her senses. How can one possibly get out of this prison? Bhagavatam says, by hearing about Krishna from the Srimad Bhagavatam, his magnanimous pastimes capture the mind and the heart, and they purify the senses. And not only that, when one hears the message of Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, then Krishna personally appears and assists one in purifying the heart. So this verse says, Tachchuddhana Munayo, those who are faithful, those who have developed proper understanding, that is, that real knowledge comes from the Vedanta Shruti, Jnana Vairagya Yuktaya, those who go on hearing from that develop Jnana Vairagya, Pashyantyatmani Chatmanam, means they see the soul and the super soul within. They understand Brahman, Paramatman, Bhagavan, various aspects of God, and Bhakti Shuta Grihitaya. They do this by hearing from the Vedanta Shruti. They become well fortified. So anyone can do this in this current age by connecting oneself with pure devotees who are constantly hearing about Krishna, and also by making a vow to hear on one's own a regulated amount every day to fortify one's mind and senses, especially Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you for listening to Sound Bhakti, and may your days be filled with happiness. Hare Krishna.
Natchari Armarman. Hey! Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman.